The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, opposition parties have been continuing to raise concerns over the proposal to fine people for breaching public health guidelines related to COVID-19. On-the-spot fines could be up to €500, while there could also be small fines for those who throw house parties or those who break the 5 kilometre travel restrictions. Breed Smith is a people before profit TD for Dublin South Central. Breed, you have been suggesting these fines may have a class bias. Explain.
Well, first of all, I think it's important to say that we don't agree with fining people in order to deal with the COVID crisis, because the essence of what needs to be done here is to bring the entire population with us on the one message. And what this regime that has just been passed through the Dáil in the last few minutes will do is it will give the Minister for Health carte blanche to introduce fines along with alternatively and or jail sentences for people who breach regulations. He hasn't told us yet exactly what those regulations will be, and indeed he's no intention of consulting with the Dáil on what those regulations will be. The law he passed there only obliges him to consult with the Minister for Justice. So it's pretty much a carte blanche to Stephen Donnelly to start putting rules and regulations around certain aspects of people's lives in terms of the breaches. Yeah. He's clearly, he's signalled some things, and going outside your travel limits is one of them. Refusing to mask up in public places like transport and shops is another.
Yeah, he's also been fairly keen to stress as well, Breed, that look, this would be a last resort. It's for people who are just absolutely ignoring the guidelines, perennial breachers of the guidelines.
Well, I'll come to that point, because you see, what he's doing is he's deflecting from the government, who should be fined, who ignored 2 weeks ago the public health advice, and who are now, we see, have not put in the resources that we absolutely need. The tracking system is collapsing. The domino effect of that is that the testing system is now beginning to fall down with the closure of the UCD labs over the weekends because of lack of staff. And we're beginning to see a rise again in the nursing homes.
OK, well, yeah, it's arguably slightly separate issues. I know you'd say they're linked. But listen, Declan Power, the security analyst, is also on the line. Declan, what about that argument that we should stick with carrot, no stick?
Well, you know, there's a lot of sense to what Breach has been saying there, you know, particularly with regards to government negligence on this and other matters with regards to COVID. However, while I agree with the broad, you know, thrust of her point, we need to bring the public with us. We've seen, unfortunately, since the end of the last lockdown, that there is a percentage. I don't know what exactly that percentage is, but, you know, a significant enough percentage that of people that have not abided by the instructions and that are cavalier in what they do. And we need to ensure that the state, the Gardaí in particular, have the necessary legal paraphernalia to be able to respond to them. Now, having said that, there's another point that I'd like to inject into this. I think, you know, we always have to take into account that we have laws to begin with. This should be no different. I mean, the rules of the road have an enforcement element to them. If people light up a cigarette in a pub in the days when we were able to go to a pub, there was an enforcement aspect to that. There was an option to that. And I think this should be viewed in the same way. But let me add one extra thing that I'd be interested to hear Breed's point on it. In terms of fining individuals who transgress, certainly with the individuals who refuse to mask up, I think we'd all agree that poor individuals who have underlying conditions and have to travel on public transport for whatever reason have a right to be protected. But I also think institutions have a right to be held to account where they didn't plan properly in terms of their crisis management. And what I'm getting at here is we all got very worked up about the students down in Galway and their activities down at the Spanish Arch.
Yeah.
But I never heard anyone call, for example, NUI Galway to account and say, what was your plan when you brought all of those students back? And you were happy to take their money or a certain amount of money off them or their parents for college accommodation when they were going to actually be attending their lectures online. You know, what was your plan to think about that critical mass of students? And maybe you should have sat down with An Garda Síochána, with the Galway Chamber of Commerce, to have a look and see what are the critical points here that we need to be aware of. And I think if we were to look as we go forward, that institutions, be they commercial, be they state, have a role in trying to ensure compliance, and that if they don't measure up to their role, that they should face fines as well as the individual.
I think the management of NUIG, and I correct me if I'm wrong, someone here, but I'm fairly sure they did issue guidelines to students about how they should behave, public health guidelines. And after all, we say students, they're all over 18, so they're adults. You know, there's not much the president of NUIG can do about the lads.
No, I disagree. I think it's incumbent on institutions to plan around these issues better. They won't get it completely right, but to sit down and try and find the fault lines, a little bit of prior planning.
Okay.
With a view to mitigation of risk, could have made a huge difference there. And I don't want to single them out. I'm just using it as an example
It's
a pertinent one, so that there is an institutional responsibility as well as an individual responsibility, and that there should be a punitive aspect that can be applied to both by the state.
Breed, let me go back to, I suppose, those two points. First of all, that yes, Declan, in broad agreement with you, but you do need a little bit of stick for the perennial rule breakers, and that we should maybe have a bit of institutional responsibility injected into the discourse here. In other words, when we talk about all these teenagers hanging around after school, maybe the school should do something about it.
Well, I don't know about the schools being able to do anything about the teenagers hanging around. Once they go out of school, they're usually going home. If they're hanging around after school, I don't think the teachers can take responsibility for that. But I get his overall point. And I would throw into the mix there, Declan, that we don't seem to have held to account in the same way, or I'm absolutely unaware of any fines or penalties issued on the meat plants, for example, where we've had serious outbreaks, or indeed on direct provision centres, which didn't provide for people to self-isolate or to stay on their own, even when they were worried about infection. So that's that overall point. But on the question of penalties, you see, it is now mandatory to wear a mask in a shop or on a bus. So I'm a bus driver and somebody refuses to wear a mask. I have a right to report that to the inspector or call the guards. And they have a duty to tell that person, you can't travel on public transport if you're not prepared to abide by public transport rules. So off you get off the bus. And similarly, to get out of the shop when management have asked you to wear a mask and you're not willing to do it. So there's already penalties there. But what this legislation does today, it's really quite shocking, because we voted and argued against it and tried to amend it, the minister carte blanche to bring in fines, and some of them attach jail sentences and or jail sentences to all sorts of regulations which he hasn't actually listed or named for us. And I just think this sends out completely the wrong signal.
Okay.
The optics are terrible.
Well,
not going to bring the people with. We're going to create more resentment and more bitterness.
Well, I'd like to hear people's views on it. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. You can get me on Twitter at the Hard Shoulder on meat plants as well. I know some of the meat plant owners, they might say, look, we had all the rules and regulations in place, but, you know, sometimes it is just impossible to keep COVID-19 at bay. But look, like I said, I'd love to hear people's views on it.